大家好。
Good day to all of you.
感谢上帝，我们好像一个大家庭一样。
In God, we are a big family.
有大人有小孩。
We have adults and children.
大家聚在一起来敬拜我们上帝。
We can gather together to worship the Lord.
我们读了这一段的经文。
As we have just read the scripture.
我就给的第一个题目是恩上加恩。
That's why the theme of today's message is grace upon grace.
好像保罗是一个体验上帝恩典的人。
I believe Paul, Apostle Paul is the one who has experienced the grace of God.
他从各方面来讲述上帝的恩典。
In different ways, he managed to preach the grace of God.
因为他也是在各方面去体验上帝的恩典。
Because he himself has experienced it.
这本书是保罗写给提多。
This book of Titus is Paul, Apostle Paul, a letter that Apostle Paul written to Titus.
保罗写提多另外一本书写给提摩太。
And also he also written a letters to Timothy.
如果今天两个人都在我们这里。
If those two persons, Timothy and Titus, were in our midst.
左边是提摩太。
On the left is Timothy.
右边是提多。
On the right hand side is Titus.
谁可以告诉我提摩太大概是怎么的一个人？
Who can tell me what sort of person is Timothy?
提多大概是怎么的一个人？
What about Titus? Who do you think he is like?
谁小朋友可以讲出来吗？
Young children, do you know anything about them?
这两个人谁年纪更大？
Who do you think is older?
提摩太或者提多。
Timothy or Titus?
提多。
Titus is older.
谁比较有大方？比较大方。
大方 ，okay. Who is more broad-hearted?
只要讲话，他就马上讲话。
And then, if he was to say something, he would say it.
是提摩太还是提多？
Timothy or Titus?
Titus. Yeah, 比提摩太比较胆小。
Because Timothy is more timid.
Yeah, 提摩太比较害羞。
And Timothy might be very shy too.
提摩太比较年轻。
And he was younger.
提摩太身体比较弱。
And Timothy's body is weaker.
他们都是保罗的同工。
But they are both in partnership with Paul.
保罗就叫提摩太的副手去。
Paul has commanded Timothy to go to Ephesus.
那么保罗就叫提多到哥林底去。
Okay.
Crete.
Okay. Yes. And Paul has commanded Titus to go to Crete.
是两个不同的地方。
And two different places.
我时间都差不多一样。
But about the same time.
那么两个地方的情形不同。
Those two places have different situation and conditions.
文化背景也不同。
Different cultures.
这一次讲提多书。
And now today we are talking about Book of Titus.
那么到了这一章的时候，就提到恩上加恩。
And for on this passage here, we talked about grace upon grace.
因为恩典带来救赎。
Because of grace, we have salvation.
恩典带来贵正。
Grace reforms us.
恩典带来赏赐。
Grace also rewards us.
所以保罗都体验到这些。
And Paul has experienced all three.
所以保罗一提到上帝的恩典是恩上加恩。
That's why when Paul talk about grace, it's grace upon grace.
加了又再加上去。
Grace upon grace.
是多而又多。
More and more grace.
这是保罗所体验的一关上帝的恩典。
This is how God has experienced God's grace.
好，第一节。
So first verse.
大家来读出来，中文跟英文，一二三。
Can we read together? For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
Can we read English, please?
English now.
For the grace
of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
好，这里提到上帝恩典显明出来。
Here it talks about how grace has appeared to all men.
下面我们要讲怎么样子显明出来。
How does it appear to all men?
凡事遵循我们救主上帝的道。
So that in every way they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive.
凡事遵由我们上帝救主的道。
Always make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive.
这是提到前面哪一章？
That is actually talked about in the first chapter of Titus.
主啊，老人家。
The old man.
有老的妇女。
And it's old women.
年轻人。
And young people.
年轻妇女。
And young women.
他们怎么样子应该表现他们的生活？
How do they live their life?
我们应该怎么样子对待他们
？How do we treat them?
因为当他们把它做出来的时候。当他们把这一些表现出来的时候
When they have lived this out,
他们是遵循我们上帝救主上帝的道
And then they are actually following and practicing the word of God.
你看这上帝的道变成尊荣上帝的道的尊荣把它发表出来
And glorify the word of God.
你看英文的翻译本 more attractive
English saying is more attractive.
上帝道那个吸引人。
And the word of God can attract people.
所以当我们把上帝的道，把我们的信仰在生活里把它表达出来的时候
，When we live out the word of God and the principles of God in our lives,
把上帝的道那个尊荣把它表达出来。
Then we will be able to glorify God.
保罗讲到这里的时候。
When Paul talked about this,
我们要看看一下保罗写信的那一种方法。
We have to look at how Paul actually wrote his letter.
保罗写了很多保罗书信。
Paul has written many epistles.
保罗写给罗马人，在罗马的基督徒。
He has written to the Romans.
保罗写给在以弗所的基督徒。
He also written to the Ephesians.
在那些书信里面。
And in those letters,
前面是讲教义
and at the beginning it talks about doctrine.
那么后面就讲到行动或者责任
And then later on we talk about how we should behave in our duty.
保罗都是这样子讲的
And Paul always written his epistles in this way.
先把教义讲出来
He always talked about doctrine first.
有要求他们把这个行动把责任表达出来
And then you ask them to live it out. And
不过写到这里的时候
And when we return up to here,
保罗就倒转过来。
And Paul has changed the order around.
他将把那个责任把它表达出来。
But here, Paul talks about duty first.
把那个生活表达出来。
And then, to how do we live our lives?
以后保罗就讲到那个教育。
And then we talk about the doctrine.
所以保罗就解释有关上帝的恩典。
And then God talks about God's grace. Paul talks about God's grace.
前面老年人的生活也好。
Whether it's the life of old people,
年轻人生活也好
young persons,
所以当他们把信仰透过生活表达出来的时候
when they have practiced their faith in their daily living,
所以这是他们的责任
that becomes, it's actually their duty.
那接下去保罗就用教义表达出来
then he talks about the doctrine,
有关恩上加恩
doctrine about grace upon grace,
上帝的恩典就是我们
The grace of God has bring us salvation.
上帝的恩典带来贵正。
And God's grace bring reformation.
上帝的恩典带来赏赐。
And God's grace also brings rewards.
好，我们来读。这边的弟兄姐妹看得见吗？你们这边看得见吗
？Brother, sister on this side, can you see?
我请这边的来读中文。一二三。
Can you read Chinese?
This section in English, please.
Can we read in English
instead? 1, 2, 3.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us. Here, there's two times mention of this appearance.
一个是恩典。
The first is the grace,
另外一个是主耶稣基督的荣耀。
And the second is the glory of Jesus Christ.
当保罗写给提多的时候
，When Paul wrote this to Titus,
讲到这个上帝的恩典
，talks about the grace of God,
显现出来
appeared among us.
本来看不见
before it was revealed.
现在看得见了。
Now it's appeared.
这是显见的意思。
That's how what it means by appearing.
保罗讲的显见是从上到下。
It's from the upward to the one downward.
是保罗有这个理由。
Paul has a reason for that.
在哥林底这个地方。
In Crete.
他们有他们的宗教。
They have their own religion.
他们说他们有一个神明。
They saw their God.
是从他们自己出来的。
It's coming out from themselves.
就是从地上到天上去。
Okay, it's from the ground to up.
这个是他们的宗教，他们的文化。
That's their culture and their beliefs.
那保罗要改正这个东西。
And Paul wants to change that ideology.
就把那个真神上帝介绍给他们。
So that he introduced the true God to them.
这是显现出来。
And it's now appearing.
是从上到下。
Is from the heavens to the earth.
如果从人这里下面而上去，
if it's from men on earth to heaven,
这不可能。
That's not possible.
但是从上帝那里下到我们人这里，
but from heaven down to earth where man lives,
那是可能。
That is possible.
所以保罗就把救恩讲出来。
So God tells them about the salvation.
从人开始。来找上帝，
From if we're going to find salvation through man, it's not possible.
我从上帝他自己向我们显现，那是可能。
But from God who appeared to us, it's possible.
这就是宗教和救恩的不同。
This is the difference between salvation and religion.
宗教从我们人开始，人去努力。
Religion comes from the hard work of man.
但不可能。
But it's not possible.
不可能找到上帝。
Impossible to find God.
但是救恩是从上帝开始来到我们人。
But salvation comes from God first, to reaching to us.
那是可能。
That is very possible.
所以保罗就把这个信仰介绍给当地的人。
So now Paul has tried to introduce our faith to God to them.
恩典就带来救赎。
From grace we have salvation.
在恩典以外没有救赎。
Apart from grace, there's no salvation.
大家来读中文跟英文一二三，因为神众人的恩典已经显明出来，他为我们设了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，并接近我们。For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself. 那这个保罗就把恩典。带来救恩的情形告诉我们。
So Paul is trying to explain to the people in Crete how grace has brought salvation.
是主耶稣为我们被钉在十字架上。
It's because Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross.
啊，成全就救恩。
For our sake, so that to accomplish salvation.
救恩就来到我们中间。
That's why we have salvation.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
不是用人的方法。
It's not man's ways.
我们本来不能得。
Actually, we don't deserve it.
但是我们得着了。
But God has given to us.
我们本来不配的。
Actually, we are not worthy to have salvation.
但是我们得了。
But God has given it to us.
这就是恩典。
This is grace.
上帝的救赎是个恩典。
God's salvation is grace.
大家知道他们是谁吧？他们都知，大家都知道他们是谁吧？
Do we all know who we are?
Yeah. 我们所尊敬的传道人。
Somebody whom we are very respect.
现在这个三代都是为主传福音的布道家。
For three generations, the Graham family has been evangelists.
这个祖父九十多岁了。
The grandfather.Is Franklin?
九十多岁了。
就哦、already 90 years, more than 90 years old.
那么孩子 Franklin 最近像爸爸一样到处传福音。
The child, his son Franklin has been also gone everywhere for evangelism.
孙子也开始到处传福音。
And the grandchildren too.
Franklin 写了一篇见证。
And Franklin has written a testimony.
他是 Billy Graham 的孩子。
Franklin is the son of Billy Graham.
不是牧师的孩子就很自然成为基督徒。
not because you're born as a son or a daughter of pastors that you automatically become a Christian. When Franklin was young, he's like any typical American young man. He drinks, he also takes drugs. American young people always live this kind of lifestyle. And one day he was wearing a pair of jeans.
Yes.
I've only worn jeans once in my life. I was wearing that pair of jeans, my father would look at me. From that day on, I never dared to wear it anymore. And he was with a pair of jeans, Franklin. And he was on his motorbike. In a very big motorbike, American style. All very loud. And move on. Lots and lots of beard. And curly hair. And then he drove himself all the way to his father's office. He's asking his dad for money. And he just put his motorbike up right outside his office and ran in. And father was actually in a meeting. And every executive was there. He doesn't care. He didn't care, he just opened his door and said, Dad! If you are Franklin's dad, how would you react to him? His father, Billy Graham, stood up and faced his son and embraced him. Because he hasn't seen his son for a long time. And then he introduced his son to all the executives members. This is my son Franklin. And the son became nervous. He's wondering whether his dad's going to say bad things about him. But the dad did not say anything. But just embraced him and introduced him to the others. From then on, Franklin suddenly understood the God that his father was preaching, just like my father. I should deserve to be punished. I have been disrespectful in what I did. But Dad did not do that to me. But embraced me. And introduced me to the rest. This is my God. So from then on, he has a change in his religion. And he has found the God that his father worshipped. And also begins to evangelize the God. And now Franklin is an evangelist. That's how grace brings salvation. We have been saved because of God's grace. In fact, we don't deserve it. But yet, God has given it. In fact, no matter how we try, we cannot get it. But yet, God has given it to us. This is grace. In Crete, if we study its history,
the
first new Roman women movement,
a
secular feminism movement, It happens in Crete.
不是在美国。
It's not in from America.
不是在澳洲。
It's not from Australia.
不是第二次世界大战以后。
It's not after the Second World War.
那个时候他们就开始离权运动。
In fact, in the time of Titus, they already started the secular feminism movement.
哦，这个格雷迪的法律很保护那边的女人。
In Crete, the government protects the women.
给他们自由。
And give them much freedom.
比任何地方的女人更自由。
And given them more freedom than any women in the world.
所以保罗知道那个地方。
When Paul went there.
所以保罗就提起需要耶稣基督的救赎。
And when Paul knew the situation there, and so realized that they need the salvation of God.
我们讲罪就是罪。
When we say sin, it's sin.
今天人把这个罪把它美化了。
But in today's world, people have beautified sin.
不讲这个罪。
We don't talk about sin anymore.
是讲到病态。
And we talk about perversion.
Sickness.
It's sickness.
不需要被法律处理。
It's not to be done with the law.
它需要被医生来处理。
It's supposed to be treated by the doctor.
这不单是格雷迪的情形。
This is not just the situation in Crete.
是今天我们所处的世界。
In fact, it is the world that we live in today.
所以保罗告诉提多把福音传给格雷迪人。
So that's why Paul commanded Titus to bring the gospel to the Crete.
好像我们今天处在今天的世界一样。
Just like we are put in this world today.
如果今天我们看这个世界的情形。
If we look at the situation in this world.
我觉得很可怕的。
It is actually quite daunting.
我要讲一件事情。
I want to tell you one thing.
希望你们不要介意。
I hope you don't mind.
电视里面有这样的连续剧的节目。
There's a series called Desperate Housewives in the TV.
讲什么的
？What does it talk about？
讲到这些家庭主妇们怎么引诱外面的 postman。
是讲到 ，it's talk about how housewives actually try to seduce postman。
园丁。
And soldiers?
Gardeners.
Okay, gardeners.
邻居的丈夫。
And neighbor's husband.
所以这个事情都把它当作每天的谈话。
It seems like the world has treated it as a daily conversation.
这个好像格雷迪的情形一样。
It's similar to the situation in Crete.
所以我们需要上帝的恩典。
So that's why we need the grace of God.
上帝给我们的恩典。
Grace of God.
要恩典带来归正。
Grace of God reforms us.
它可以改变我们的生活。
He can change our lives.
他再来读一二三，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在基督之手公义敬虔度日，合作自己的子民，日信为善。It teaches us to say,
to leave self-control up.
好，大家来注意这个动词。
Let's notice the verbs.
教训。
Teaching.
恩典到底怎么样子可以教训我们
？How can grace teach us?
保罗在这里就把上帝的恩典拟人化。
Paul personifies the grace of God.
这个恩典本身就是耶稣基督。
The grace of God itself is Jesus Christ.
他不但把救赎带给我们。
He doesn't only bring us salvation.
他会教训我们。
He also taught us.
他会教导我们。
He will teach us.
他会训练我们。
He will train us.
所以恩典带给我们归正。
So grace of God can reform us.
保罗这里提到几样的事情。
And Paul has mentioned a few things.
就是除去不虔不义。
To revoke, to avoid ungodliness.
除去世俗的情欲。
To avoid worldly passions.
过自守的生活。
To live self-controlled lives.
过公义的生活。
To live upright lives.
过敬虔的生活。
To live godly lives.
这都是恩典可以训练我们。
This is what grace can train us.
来过这种生活。
To live a life of such.
十八世纪。
In the 18th century.
有个人叫 John Newton.
There's a person called on John Newton.
我想有人一听到这个名字，知道他做什么。
If someone, or some of you might know when this name is mentioned, who he does, what he does.
爸爸是英国的船长。
His father is the captain of a ship.
希望训练这个孩子。
And he wants to train this child.
成为英国皇家很出色的一个船员。
He wants to train this child to be a very famous.Captain.
所以从小开始就把他带上船。
So from very young age, he was brought into the ship with his father.
来训练他，希望他习惯在船上的生活。
To train him so that he is familiar with the life on the ship.
我在他写的书本里面。
So on the books he's written.
他说：“爸爸对他有这么大的期望。”
Father has a high expectation of me.
他常常违背爸爸。
But yet he has often.Rebel against him.
当他二十岁的时候
when he turned 20,
他就自己航行。
He started his own voyage.
他看到非洲南在。
He went all the way to Africa.
使他赚钱的大好机会。
And over there, there's many opportunities for good money.
就是贩卖奴隶。
And there he was, he could do slave trading.
当他贩卖奴隶的时候。
As he do the same slave trade,
他看到一本书
he read a book,
叫做《笑话基督》
It's the imitation of Christ.
这许多传道人喜欢看这本书
And many of the pastors like to read this book.
这个 John Newton 拿到了这本书
When John Newton had a hold of this book,
他就笑起来
He laughed.
他说谁要笑话基督？
Who could imitate Christ?
这本书对我有什么用?
What use is this book to me?
就把它放在一边。
So he just put it aside.
那一段时间他正在航行的时候。
At that time he was on a voyage.
海上起了大浪。
And then there was big waves.
而且有好多天的时间。
And then there's many days the storm.
他不能应付。
It's difficult to manage.
他实在不能应付。
He could not manage them.
他只能够向上帝祷告。
He only could pray to God.
他恳求上帝怜悯他。
He prayed that Lord mercy on us.
当他这样子向上帝恳求的时候
，When he earnestly prayed to God.
他说海浪就停下来。
And the waves stopped.
从那个时候开始
，From then on.
他知道了过去所看的那一本书。
Then he remembered that book that he had read.
那效法基督。
The imitation of Christ.
又在一边。
And still on beside him.
但是以后那一本书。影响蛮大。
And then from then on, that book has actually influenced him greatly.
改变了他的一生。
Has greatly changed his life.
以后五十多年的时间。
And for more than 50 years.
他其中写了一首诗歌。
And he has written a book, a hymn.
什么诗歌
？What hymn is it?
Amazing
Grace. Amazing
Grace. 奇异恩典。
Amazing Grace.
太宝贵了
，so precious。
这首诗歌唱了几百年。
This hymn has been sung more than 100 years.
每个场合都可以唱。
Any situation we could sing it.
当你欢乐的时候
，when we are happy，
可以唱 Amazing Grace。
We can sing Amazing Grace。
当你难过的时候
，when we are sad，
也可以唱 Amazing Grace。
We could do the same。
到了晚年的时候
，and then when we are old，
有人对 John Newton 说。
And many people told John Newton,
你健康不如以前。
Your health is not like before.
眼睛开始模糊了。
Your eyes are blurred.
你不要再忙太忙。
Please don't be too busy now.
就是说，你不用再写很多诗了。
Okay, do not have to write any more hymns.
你不要再跑到更多的地方。
No need to travel too much around.
John Newton 怎么回答呢
？How did John Newton say?
我的记忆力几乎消失了。
My memory is almost gone.
关于两件事，我记得清清楚楚。
But I remember two things.
我是个大罪人。
I am a great sinner.
耶稣基督是我的救赎主。
And Jesus is a great savior.
直到晚年，讲一句非常宝贵的话语。
This is his words, a precious words that he had done.
上帝的恩典不但带来救赎。
So God's grace not only brings salvation.
上帝的恩典带来归正。
But the grace of God also brings reformation.
改变了他的生活。
And changed John Newton's life.
我们来读这句话，一二三。
Let's read this.
他为我施了自己。
要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，看作自己的子民，日新为善。
Who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness
and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
保罗用字非常的小心。
When Paul writes, he writes very carefully with his words.
当他写这句话，特作自己的子民。
When he wrote these words to make people that are his very own.
这是把旧约上帝的百姓离开埃及，经过旷野的情景表达出来。
It's like painting a picture of how the Israelites went through the wilderness and set free after that.
这是上帝子民。
We are the people of God.
上帝特别把他保留。
And God has protected this people.
成为上帝的子民。
And has set apart to be the people of God.
那今天我们蒙救赎。
Today we are being saved.
我们生活能够改变。
Our lives can be changed.
是上帝特别的保守。
It's because God's protection.
上帝要我们成为属于他的人。
He wants us to be set apart to be His own very own people.
保罗讲到这一点。
When Paul talked up to this point.
保罗在配合他们的文化。
He's trying to understand and assimilate into their culture.
这个希腊人把美好的生活当作一个理想。
The people in Crete often think that a good life is their goal.
不能够达到的一个理想。
If you can't reach that goal,
保罗告诉他们说，靠上帝的恩典，生活可以改变。
But Paul tells them that you, by God's grace, you can, your life can be changed.
这第三，恩典带来赏赐。
Grace rewards us.
恩典带来赏赐。
Grace rewards us.
这是讲到主耶稣再来的时候。
It's actually talking about when Christ come back for us again.
当主耶稣再来的时候，他要给我们赏赐。
When Jesus came back for us, He will give us rewards.
今天我们活在一贯的时间。
This day we are living in a wicked world.
过去是过去。
Whatever's past is past.
将来还没来到。
Future is not coming yet.
我们只是中间者。
We are at the present.
这个阶段我们等待主耶稣基督的来到。
We are all waiting for the appearing of Jesus Christ.
这段时间我们等候他来的时候，他再来的时候，他会赏赐给我们。
We are all waiting for Jesus Christ's appearing and for Him to reward us.
大家明白吗？什么叫做赏赐？
Do you understand what it means to be rewarded?
什么叫做赏赐？
What is rewards?
今天三点钟
，Today 3 o'clock，
我们开一个唱歌比赛，音乐比赛。
We have a singing competition.
Music competition.
A music competition.
大家可以报名。
Anyone can register.
你会定下来谁是第一名，谁是第二名，谁是第三名。
And then the first and second and the third winners will be determined.
你想第一名是谁？
Who do you think who is going to be number one?
当然是 Kylie.
Of course, Kylie.
第二名是谁？
Who is number two?
当然是 David.
It must be David now.
第三名是谁？
Who is number three?
可能是 Jason.
Maybe Jason.
我们呢？
What about us?
Where you from?
We have no part in it.
前面的三名都给他们拿去了。
All the first three has been taken.
这是第三个赏赐。这是第三个奖赏。
The third prize.
在第三个奖赏。
And the third reward.
在世上。
在世上 ，OK，the rewards on earth.
几百个人在一起。
A few hundred people gathered together.
全部三名。
Only have three places to be awarded.
超过几百人在一起。
If there's more than a few hundred people.
也是那三名。
Also the three places.
那是天上的赏赐。
But heavenly rewards.
每一个人都有。
It's given to each and every one of us.
Kevin, David, 都有。
Kevin, David, David, everybody has.
每个人都得到奖赏。
Everybody is rewarded.
所以我们就得够耶稣基督的赏。
So that's why we all long for the coming of Jesus Christ.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
我们要结束。
As we end.
希望大家记得 John Newton 所讲的话。
Let us remember what John Newton's last few words.
大家一起读吧，一二三。
Let's read again.
那有两件事，我记得清清楚楚的。我是个大罪人，
并且耶稣是伟大的救赎主。
But I remember two things: I'm a great sinner, and Jesus is a great Savior. 我是大罪人，耶稣基督是伟大的救主。
I am a great sinner, and Jesus Christ is a great Savior.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝
Heavenly Father,
我们记得这两件事。
We remember these two things.
我们是大罪人。
We are great sinner.
你是伟大的救主。
You are a great Savior.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.